Have you ever felt like you were the wrong person for the job? Like you didn't have enough experience or the right skill set? Of course you have. We all have. This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. As we continue with this new series on the book of Jonah called The Manifestation of Your Life Mission, Pastor Rick shows us that no matter how big the thing is that God is calling us to, we don't have to run away from it. Why don't you invite a friend to listen along with you as we discover how to embrace God's calling on our lives and how to live according to the purpose and plan He has for us. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can order a copy of Pastor Rick's book called God's Power to Change Your Life. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or just by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called What to Remember When Things Don't Go Your Way.
When God is good to people I don't want Him to be good to, then I get upset. When God is merciful and forgiving to people I don't want Him to forgive, then I get upset. And that's what happened to this guy, Jonah. Jonah hates that God is forgiving people he doesn't like. Then not only his political enemy, as I told you, he's racially prejudiced against these people. Jonah chapter 4, verse 2, it says this. Then Jonah complained. Now, who's he complaining to? To God. He says, didn't I say, he's talking to God, didn't I say before I left home that I knew you would do this, Lord? In other words, forgive these people. That's why I ran away to Tarshish. You know, he said, this is why I ran away from my life mission. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God. I know you're slow to get angry. I know that you're filled with unfailing love. I knew how easily you could cancel your plans for punishing these people. Now notice, Jonah says, I ran from God and I ran from my life mission. I ran from what God had told me to do because I knew what a good God He is. He said, notice the four things that God knows about God. He says, I knew you're gracious and compassionate. He says, I knew you're patient. In other words, you're slow to get angry. God doesn't get ticked fast. He's patient. He's slow to get angry. He says, I knew your love is unlimited. It's everlasting. It's eternal. And he goes, I knew that you would rather forgive people than punish them. And all this knowledge, what does it do to Jonah? It depresses him. Really? Really? All these good things about God and Jonah gets depressed? Why? Here's why. Because Jonah had a problem that you and I have too. We want forgiveness for ourselves and we want justice for everybody else. Okay? We want to be forgiven. We want God to show us grace. We want God to show us mercy. But that guy who hurt me, no, God, you get him. He deserves justice. Do I deserve justice? No, I deserve grace. I deserve mercy. Jonah wants God to forgive him. But he doesn't want God to forgive anybody who's hurt him. And he's resentful. And he's resenting that God is actually showing mercy to somebody who hurt him. He's resentful that God is showing mercy and forgiveness to somebody he doesn't like, his enemies. And he wants forgiveness for himself. He wants justice for everybody else. So let's just get real today. Let's don't talk about this guy thousands of years ago. Let's talk about you. Who do you want God to not forgive? Who do you want God to not forgive? Please don't forgive them, God. They hurt me too much. Who has hurt you so much that you don't want God to show them mercy? This is the Jonah trap. And it happens as much today as it did to this guy a long time ago. Who is it that hurt you so much you don't want God to show mercy? Who are you unwilling to forgive that God's already forgiven? God's already forgiven them, but you won't because you think you're better than God. You are only hurting yourself. You're not hurting them. Holding on to that resentment, holding on to that hatred, holding on to that hurt is not hurting them. All it's doing is making you miserable. Who are you unwilling to forgive that God has forgiven? I remember a guy came to John Wesley one day and he said, they were talking about a guy, and the guy said, oh, I could never forgive that guy. I could never, never forgive that man. John Wesley said, well, then I hope you never sin. Why? Because when you don't want to burn the bridge that you have to walk across to get to heaven. Let me show you what Jesus said up here on the screen. Jesus said this, if you forgive others the wrongs they've done to you, your Father in heaven will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive the wrongs you have done. Uh-oh. When you refuse to forgive, you're burning the bridge you have to walk across to get to heaven.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you'd like to reach out to Rick to let him know how this broadcast has blessed you, go ahead and email him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com.
What does it take to become more loving, live more peacefully, develop patience, have self-control? In the years I've been a pastor, writes Rick Warren, the number one question I'm asked is, Rick, why can't I change? People want to change, but they're stuck. In the book, God's Power to Change Your Life by Rick Warren, you'll find practical guidance for specific types of change and a way to connect with the power to actually make the changes you long to make. As you apply the truth of God's Word by the power of His Spirit, your life will change. You'll move out of your rut and get on track with God's wonderful purposes for your life. We would love to send you a copy of God's Power to Change Your Life as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. You can call us at 800-600-5004 right now or go to PastorRick.com to get your copy. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Thanks so much in advance for your support. There are just 2 days left to get this great book by Rick Warren, so don't wait.
Once again, here's Rick.
Jesus said this, if you forgive others the wrongs they've done to you, your Father in heaven will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive the wrongs you have done. Uh-oh. When you refuse to forgive, you're burning the bridge you have to walk across to get to heaven. If you're unwilling to forgive others, God says, why should I forgive you? If you're unwilling to show grace to others, why should I show grace to you? You want everybody else to have justice, but you want to have mercy. That is the Jonah trap. That is the Jonah mistake. You need to learn to forgive everybody who's ever hurt you for 3 reasons. Past, present, and future. Now listen very closely. 3 reasons you need to let it go. No matter how badly, do they deserve it? Of course not, but you don't either. Forgiveness is never deserved. Forgiveness is never earned. Forgiveness is just a gift. You don't forgive them because they deserve it. You forgive them because you want to feel better. You do it for your sake. You let them off the hook for 3 reasons. First, I have been forgiven a lot in the past, so I need to forgive other people. Second, holding on to the hurt right now just makes me miserable. I end up thinking about people I don't want to think about. And I'm going to, in the future, need more forgiveness in the future because I'm certainly not going to be perfect from here on out. So I need to let it go for all 3 reasons. Past, I've been forgiven. Second, I don't want to be miserable now. And third, I'm going to need more forgiveness in the future. Friends, You got to let it go. You got to let it go. Not because they deserve it. You didn't deserve the forgiveness God's given you. You let it go because holding on to it hurts you. Now, Jonah gets mad because God does good things to people who are repentant. And Jonah gets irritated because God shows grace to people that Jonah didn't like. You'd think he'd be more gracious. God had shown him an awful lot of grace for his stinky attitudes and his rebellion and all that. So Jonah doesn't want those people in Nineveh to be forgiven. He wants them to be destroyed. He wants the whole city to be wiped out. And God had said, I want you to go warn them so I don't have to wipe them out. I want them to turn. You know, there's one other possible motive that Jonah has, and we see it in the Living Bible translation of Jonah chapter 4, verse 3 up here on the screen. Jonah goes, I'd rather be dead than alive when nothing that I told them has happened. What's he worried about here? His reputation. He said, God, you told me to go to Nineveh and go, in 40 days the city will be destroyed if you don't turn, if you don't repent, if you don't come back to God. And now it hasn't happened. That makes me look bad, God. He's more worried about how he looks than people's salvation. He'd rather see an entire city destroyed than him look bad. He goes, you know, it's better for me not even be alive. This makes me look bad. I'm worried about how I appear to others. Are you? Now, because of this, in the second half of this chapter, God has to teach Jonah an object lesson. And it's one that we all have to learn. We're going to look at this. Now, we know that life is filled with interruptions, with dead ends. You know, you think you're going that way and it's just a dead end. With detours in your plans in life. All of our plans, they just get kicked out the side of the door so often. And we get so many messed up plans in our lives. What should I remember when things don't go my way? Well, you need to remember four things. And that's what the last half of this chapter, this last chapter of the book of Jonah, teaches us. Four things to remember when things don't go your way. Now, things aren't going to go your way a lot in your life, so you need to write these down. And you need to remember, this is what I need to think about when things aren't going my way. When my plan doesn't match God's plan. Number one, first, when things don't go my way, remember, there are four things to remember. Remember, God can see things I can't. I just have to remind myself when things aren't going my way that God can see things that I can't. Jonah's all upset that God had said, I'm going to destroy this city if they don't turn to me. They turned to him. He said, I'm going to let them off. He's upset about that. And in verse 4, it says, then God asked Jonah, who's all ticked off, what right do you have to be angry over what I've done? Why should you be angry that I've forgiven these people? He's going, are you God? Are you wiser than me? Can you see things that I can't see? Anytime you doubt God's wisdom, you're going to get in trouble. Because God is God and you're not. And when I have my plan and all of a sudden God has his plan and God's plan is different than my plan and I start to get upset about it, I just need to remember God can see stuff I can't see. God can see the past and the present and the future all at the same time because he's not limited by time. We're on a planet that circles 24 hours, you know, around the sun and rotates and but we have a time. If you weren't on this planet, your concept of time would be very different. God is timeless. He can see the past, present, and the future all together. He can see what you can't see. So you need to trust his wisdom. When we doubt God's wisdom, we get in trouble. God had to deal with this with a lot of people in the Bible, not just Jonah. Another guy named Job. Look up here on the screen. The Bible says in Job 38, 2 and 3, the Lord said to Job, who are you to question my wisdom? Where were you when I made the world? Not a bad question. Where were you when God made the world? Are you God? Do you see things he doesn't see? Do you know more than he knows? Do you think your plan is better than his plan? Where were you when I made the world, God says. He says, do I need your advice to change plans? No. Do I need to consult you when I know what's going to be better for you? No. Are you being a little presumptuous? Yes. I said, I just need to remember when things don't go the way I planned, God is God and I'm not. And I just need to trust him and I need to trust his wisdom. I need to trust that he can see things that I can't see. On the screen, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11 says this, God does everything just right and on time. So he always does the right thing and he always does it at the right time. God's never late. We might think he's late, but God's never late. God does everything just right and on time, but people can never completely understand what he's doing and see the whole scope of his work from beginning to end. We don't see what God sees. You trying to understand God's plan is like an ant trying to understand the internet. I don't have the brain capacity to see from beginning to end and see all of history, and you don't either. And so the first thing I have to do is remember that God can see things I can't see. So God's saying, don't doubt me. Don't doubt me when you're going through tough times. I know what's going on. I can see where it's headed. I know the ending. I know the end of the story. I've read the last chapter. So he said, don't doubt me. Remember that God can see things I can't. So this is the first thing Jonah has to learn. Now, Jonah leaves the city, okay? And in the next verse, verse 5, it says, then Jonah left the city of Nineveh, and he found a place east of the city to sit down, and there he tried to make a temporary shelter to sit under as he waited to see what would happen to the city. Now, do you see what's going on here? Jonah is still hoping, even though God says he's going to forgive the city, Jonah's still hoping God's going to destroy him. And so what he does is he leaves town, he goes out up on a hill outside of town, and he sits down to watch the show. He's waiting for God to destroy the largest city in the world at this time. Okay, this is going to be a good show. So he gets out there and he's ready and he sets up his lawn chair and he pours an iced tea and gets out his chips and guacamole and, you know, he's waiting to see a city destroyed. He said, man, that's a little gruesome. How entertaining is it to watch people be destroyed, killed, and cities destroyed? Well, they're called blockbuster movies. I mean, thousands of years later, people pay big money to go see cities destroyed and people killed. So he think, I'm going to be entertained by this. So he's sitting out there in his chair waiting to see what will happen. The problem is it's a hot, 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 dusty, deserty day, and Jonah doesn't have a beach umbrella. So he's getting hot. And that leads us to the second thing you need to remember, because what God does next is pretty unusual. Number two, write this down. When I'm going through a tough time that I don't understand, what I need to remember when things don't go my way is remember God is good to me even when I'm cranky. God is good to me even when I'm cranky. Now, Jonah, he's mad at God, but God's still going to be good to him. And in the next verse, verse 6, it says, talks about that even when your attitude stinks, God is still gracious to you. Verse 6, then God arranged, Jonah's out there sitting under the hot sun, then God arranged for a broad-leafed plant to spring up quickly and provide shade for Jonah from the hot sun and to relieve his discomfort. This made Jonah very happy and comfortable. Jonah's being a total jerk. God still cared for his discomfort. Okay, this is kind of cool here, okay? Now, notice this. Then God arranged. Circle that word arranged. It's the same word where it says God arranged a great fish. He custom made. He custom made a broadleaf plant to spring up quickly and provide shade over Jonah while he's sitting there. He's worried about Jonah's discomfort, even though Jonah's attitude stinks. God cares about you, friends, even when you're a jerk. And he's saying here that you have no idea how many times God has made your life comfortable when you didn't deserve it. You may have been going the exact opposite of God, and God's still covering you with shade. You may have been ticked off at God. You may have been totally ignoring God, and God was still caring for your discomfort, because that's the kind of God God is. He loves you even when you're unlovable. He loves you even when you're unlovely. Here's Jonah, mad at God for God changing the plans and going, I'm going to forgive those people. He's out there and he's complaining about how hot it is, and God takes care of his discomfort. I need to remember that God is good to me even when I'm cranky. And I need to remember that I have no idea how many times God has made my life easier when it could have been harder, and I didn't deserve it. I didn't deserve it at all. It was simply the grace of God. Now, here's the third thing to remember. When things don't go as planned, I remember God sees things I don't see. When things don't go as planned, I remember that God is good to me even when I'm cranky. And number three, when things don't go as planned, I remember that God is in control of every detail.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so glad you're with us today. And if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Rick will be right back in a moment to close out our time today. But first, what does it take to become more loving, live more peacefully, develop patience, have self-control? In the years I've been a pastor, writes Rick Warren, the number one question I'm asked is, why can't I change? People want to change, but they're stuck. In his book called God's Power to Change Your Life, Rick draws simple but profound truths from the Bible, which give you practical guidance for specific types of change. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
You know, the truth is, you can't change on your own, because willpower alone isn't enough to make permanent changes. Sure, you can force yourself to change for a month or 2 months, but pretty soon you're going to go back to your old ways. Pulling yourself up by your own bootstraps is not enough. Talking yourself into a change by positive thinking is not enough. The Bible says true transformational change only comes through the power of God inside you. That's why I've written a little book called God's Power to Change Your Life. It's a really practical guide for making positive, practical, and lasting changes in your life. And how do you do it? By letting God work through you. Now, you and I both know there are a lot of good self-help books out there that they'll tell you the right thing to do, how to, you know, break bad habits and how to set good habits and all these great things. But they are missing the most important part. They don't give you the power to change your life. That power only comes from God. You can't get it out of a book. So let me ask you a personal question. How do you want to be different at the end of this year? What changes would you like to make in your life? What goals would you like to see accomplished in your life? Well, it isn't going to happen on your own. You're going to need God's power. And I want you to understand how to plug in to God's power. That's why this month I'm sending out God's Power to Change Your Life, a book that I've written, when you give a financial gift to support Daily Hope Broadcast and Ministries. You know, Daily Hope is 100% supported by listeners. We have no other outside source of income. It's supported by your gifts. And when you give to support this ministry this month, I want to give back to you this book, God's Power to Change Your Life. Thanks a lot for listening today, and thanks for helping support Daily Hope. We love you, we thank God for you, and we hope you'll continue to listen to this broadcast as we look into God's Word for our daily hope.
Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. There's only 2 days left to get your copy of this great study resource, so don't wait. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.